Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Wherever the rain goes, leaves gasoline rainbows. On the water it looks beautiful, but tragic when the waves have parted.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest today has over 25 years of experience in retail and product marketing. In the last 2 years, she has become passionate about seeking alternative natural solutions and cutting out harmful toxins from her daily life after experiencing a serious health issue in her immediate family. She is an essential oils educator, and through her experience, she has developed a greater passion for helping others find what oils work best for them. She thrives on teaching others how to use these oils safely and is dedicated to serving her clients further who are interested in starting their own essential oils business. Tammy Longo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
And it's great to have you here today, and thank you for being a part of Team Power Braintree.
Oh, I love it. Thanks.
Isn't the team fantastic?
Love it. Yes, I love
and,
the meetings.
And so you can find Tammy in the Braintree directory. She's already listed there. With your email, your website, any way people want to connect with you, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay.
But I want to kick off the show by asking you what the heck happened in your immediate family that catapulted you into this huge, being a huge advocate for essential oils.
Sure. So I am married and I'm a mom of three. Mm. And one day I was giving my son a hug and I found a lump on the back of his head. So we immediately took him to the doctor, and he was referred to specialists, and we were told not to worry about it. It was just an abnormal growth.
Oh my God.
And so they monitored him for about a year, and so after a year it kept on growing, so they wanted to take it out. So they had actually done a biopsy on it and it came back negative, but they still wanted to take it out.
So they didn't. So you didn't take it out with the biopsy?
No, they don't do that. They don't like to operate unless they have to.
But isn't that a biopsy anyway?
It is. It is. And it's, it was disruptive for him. It caused a lot of anxiety. He was 10 at the time.
Mm.
So it was very stressful.
So it came back negative.
It came back negative, but it continued to grow. So they wanted to take it out. And this is right around Thanksgiving time.
Mm.
So it was a stressful time.
How long ago?
This was it'll be 3 years this November.
Wow. And so there was nothing ever in it.
No, they weren't concerned, but it continued to grow. So with playing baseball and riding a bike with helmets, they wanted to take it out because it was getting kind of big.
Mm.
So they went in and took it out, and we went in to get the stitches out. I was by myself. My husband was traveling, and the surgeon looked at me, and he said it was cancer.
Oh.
Yeah,
my
it was
God.
Malignant. So I was shocked because they had told us not to worry about it for a year, and it actually had spread to lymph nodes surrounding the lump on the back of his head. So,
really?
Yeah, so we had to go back in and get clear margins. So we were really fortunate that we were able to do that for him. We had an excellent surgeon, but he had to be monitored for the next few years to take a look at it and make sure he was healthy.
So he's 13 now?
He's 13 now. It'll be three years this November.
So during this, and I didn't know this story, so I'm a little bit shocked hearing about it right now, but you said somewhere in some of the notes, or we talked, that you had a hard time figuring out healthier resources and paths on your own.
Right.
During this whole experience. Why was that difficult?
because there's no handbook that tells you what to do when your child is diagnosed with, you know, a tumor or cancer. So I had to kind of figure it out on my own. I did a lot of research, and you know, you hear a lot about plastics. You know, don't use plastic. So I immediately went home that day, and I threw away all the plastic that was in the house.
Recycled.
Yeah, I threw it away. Well, in the recycle bin.
Yes.
But I went out and bought glass. Just to start storing our food in glass containers. I use the Environmental Working Group. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Oh, I'm going to write that down. Environmental Working Group.
It's a nonprofit organization. It's EWG.org. I immediately went to their website, and I plugged in all of my cleaning supplies and looked at the ingredients that we all were using as a family. And just to prevent this from happening to someone else in my home and to help him through his healing journey.
So you had no idea how the lump got there.
And we don't know.
And you basically assumed it was from something in your home.
It was not genetic. He was tested for it. It was, so, you know, it was environmental. And so it's hard to know where, you know, how it happened. But so we started using, you know, looking at the ingredients in our food, looking at the ingredients in our cleaning products. And I did a lot of research, and essential oils kept on coming up.
Were you pretty healthy considering that?
We exercise, we eat our vegetables. Yeah, definitely. I would say yes. But, you know, we have kids. They like their candy and their sugar. But we definitely cut back on his sugar. We cut back. We looked at the cleaning products that we were using. And we had sensitivity testing done for him to see what foods he was sensitive to, because that could have been causing some inflammation in his body.
Oh.
And he is sensitive to wheat and gluten. So we tried to go as gluten-free as we could.
Yeah.
At the year checkup, he was monitored every 3 months, and he was good. But at the year checkup, they did find another lump.
Oh, God.
So I had done all my research, and I was ready. It was a very scary time, but I was definitely like, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. We've already looked at his food. He's already eating healthier. He's on a probiotic for his gut to make sure he's healthy, his immune system stronger, so we can fight this off.
So what happened with the second?
So we went in, and they said, you know, come back in 6 weeks. We're going to measure it again. And at that time, I happened to run into a friend at a hockey game. And she had this roller, and she was rolling it on her head. And I said, what is that? And she's like, it's an essential oil roller. I use it for my migraines, and I don't get migraines anymore. I'm off my migraine medication. And I said, you know, I've done a lot of research, and I really would like to incorporate essential oils into my home for me and my family, and especially my son. And she knew what was going on with him.
And they were popping up, like in your research.
Yes.
The oils kept popping up.
Because frankincense in particular brings down inflammation and creates new healthy cells. So I thought, you know, we're already doing all these other things to support himself. Let's bring something else in. So she made us an essential oil roller with frankincense. He started rolling it on the back of his head 3 times a day. He did take some internally. So we went back in 6 weeks later, and I was a wreck. But we went in, and the technician scanned him for about an hour, and she called the doctor in. And I know when that happens, that's not good, when they call the doctor in to do the scan as well.
Oh my God, you're giving me goosebumps right now.
She looked at this, she scanned, she did the test on him too. And he was like upset. He's like, why am I still in this room? And I'm like, I don't know, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
And the doctor turned to me, and she said, I can't find it. I can't find the lump. So I feel like we did a lot to support his health, and I think bringing down inflammation was is key for him. So frankincense has been a big part of his journey, and he loves using that. He diffuses it too.
Wow. So the gal that introduced you to the roller, it was doTERRA.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
And that's when I started using it.
So you never looked back and tried to research any other one, but you never really found anything negative about this particular company either.
No, and I had asked her. I said, I really want a reputable brand for my family, and she said, well, doTERRA sources the oils where they're naturally grown. So like lavender, for instance, is sourced in Bulgaria, where the winters are mild. So they, you know, they are good quality. They go through third-party testing for purity and potency from a third party who is not affiliated with doTERRA. So you know that they're safe for your family.
So they have to pay for that.
Yes. Every bottle has a stamp on it that will tell you what those test results were. So there's no fillers in their bottles. It's pure 100% essential oil. A lot of companies label their essential oils pure, and they can do that if they put just, you know, 10 drops of essential oil in the bottle. But doTERRA doesn't do that. It's 100%.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Like a whole bottle is just essential oil. There's no fillers in them.
Yeah, no coconut oil or
no. Unless
that would be a filler.
That right.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, now we know how something as simple as an essential oil can change something really serious yes. in your life or someone's mm-hmm. life. Is it possible to use them in any kind of an unsafe way? Like,
well, I think you have to be careful what you buy online. You don't know what's in that bottle.
But what about the doTERRA?
So that is safe.
So, like, no matter how much you use, there's nothing unsafe about it.
No, I just think for our children, you want to make sure that you dilute for a child with
okay.
the coconut oil.
Depending on the fractionated coconut oil. Depending on the age.
Right.
Okay. Now, skipping over a little bit to your marketing experience, you have 25 years in product and retail marketing.
I do.
So, such an extensive marketing background. Why did you never really understand the whole multi-level marketing or network marketing business model?
Mm-hmm.
What did you not get?
Well, I have a buying background with retail stores and online shopping.
Okay.
So I never really had experience with network marketing.
Mm.
But what I have come to find out, there really is a place for it, because when there's education that's needed, like with essential oils, I feel like it's a really good fit. And it's a good fit for me right now because I used to work 12 hours a day. I used to travel all the time.
And so you're still traveling a little bit.
A little bit, but it's on my terms, not on someone else's.
I love that, and I have this huge section of this questionnaire you gave me about how companies save the extra money,
right?
And by not having the brick and mortar,
right?
Essentially,
Right, the rent, the utilities, it's paying all those employees. Yeah, it's very expensive.
And then you, somebody so passionate about the product, you're able to educate people because you're actually using it.
Right, and I think that's important when it comes to essential oils, that you need to know what you're buying and how to use it. Like, you can go to a store and buy lavender, and you can put a drop in your bathtub, and that's wonderful. But you can also use it to treat eczema. Or if you get burned, you know, if you get burned on your stove, you can use lavender that way.
I didn't know that. So this is part of what you're passionate about, is showing people, you know, really interesting ways to use the product.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope you stay with us. We do have to go to break. My guest is Tammy Longo. You can find her at Powerful Women Revealed in the Braintree directory, or you can look for her on Facebook and Instagram at Essential Oils for Healthy Life. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Since 1894, the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy, Massachusetts was founded to create a sense of community, wholeness, and independence in young women. In their traditional all-girl environment, the Woodward School for Girls has been committed to building confidence in their students through their amazing academic, art, and sport programs for 125 years. Each student at the Woodward School for Girls is encouraged to find their voice by bringing forth their best work ethic so they can learn to lead. Learn more about their rolling admissions at thewoodwardschool.org today.
Closer than the air I breathe.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Tammy Longo, and she is a rep for doTERRA Essential Oils, or doTERRA.
Doterra, sorry.
You are doing lots of different things, speaking, educating, teaching, and you do want to go into different companies and organizations, right? And,
I do.
And speak.
Yes.
So if somebody's looking for you to come in, what type of company or organization?
Well, if there's a company who has wellness programs, I am looking to go into companies to talk about how they can improve productivity with their employees, whether it's to relieve some stress, to boost their immune systems, to limit sick days.
Okay.
How they can incorporate essential oils into their daily lives.
Okay. Yeah. And then how long did it take you to realize, because this is a 3-year journey you've been on,
right?
When did you realize that you didn't want to just buy the products?
Probably within 6 months of using them, because I was asked, how it was working for us, and could I recommend an oil for this, or recommend an oil for that, or could I make a roller for somebody? And it just sort of naturally progressed into that.
Okay. So you just knew right away.
Pretty much.
Okay. And what is the easiest thing for somebody to start doing with oils? So like your son did the roller thing with frankincense.
Right.
What's another easy thing, or what do you find your clients using, or like, you know, the first go-to?
Right. Well, there's two ways. The first is diffusing is really easy. Get yourself a diffuser.
I have one.
Put a few drops with some filtered
water. I don't
know
how to use it. Okay. So you put a few drops. Like, what do you...
You put about 4 drops of essential oils in your diffuser, depending how big the diffuser is.
Okay.
And with doTERRA, you only need about 4 drops. But if you buy it somewhere else, I don't know how many drops you would need.
And you put it in with water.
Filtered water.
Okay.
And just press on. And then you can enjoy the benefits that way. You can do lavender at night to help you sleep.
Okay.
Or wild orange and peppermint during the day while you're at work, or your kids are doing their homework. That's a great combination for...
Peppermint is great to open up your sinuses.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I do have the oils, and I actually have doTERRA, the same brand, and I use... But I love how, in some of the things that I read, like, you're teaching people how to really use them.
Right. If you have a headache...
So the frankincense is for the headache.
It's for headache. We love putting essential oils in our water. You want to put a drop of lemon in your water to help detox and cleanse. You can do that.
Okay. Or even the orange.
And wild orange is good to do that too. So on the bottle, I have supplemental facts, and that will let you know that that's safe to take internally. You can put a drop in your water.
Oh.
All those citrus oils are good for that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what do they notice right away? Like, what's one of the first things that people do? And what do they notice right away? Is it the diffuser, and then suddenly they're sleeping?
It's very calming, helps you relax, helps you fall asleep. There's some for pain. If you have sore muscles, you can put oils on your sore muscles, the areas that are sore, and it helps support your health that way.
Because I pull my back.
Oh, yeah.
So I have like a temporary...
We have an oil for that.
There's an app for that. You have an oil for that.
Exactly.
So really, a pulled muscle.
Yes.
What would you put on a pulled muscle?
It's a blend, but peppermint is in it.
Peppermint is one of the ingredients for the pull muscle.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, what are some of the questionable ingredients in some of the products that are on the market? Like, I love that you were really looking deeper into your cleaning products, not just the plastic containers
in
the house.
Yeah.
And I would love to strip my house of all of
this
stuff.
Right. Well, the Environmental Working Group really helped me with that, because you can go on and plug in your cleaning product, and it'll tell you, it'll rate it for you. So that's a great first step. I also like to make my own cleaning products, too.
So what was that website?
EWG.org.
.org.
Yeah.
And it will rate it.
It will rate it for you.
And what's
the ingredients?
I know, but what did you consider a rating that you didn't worry about?
Well, 1 is the best. So if you can get a product that's a 1, that's awesome.
And just leave
it
alone.
And a lot of them are not even close. It's frightening when you start plugging in your own, which is why I make my own.
How long?
My own cleaning products.
You make your own
with
the oils.
So easy.
How really does it deep clean?
I am not a DIY person, but it's easy and it works.
Really?
Yes.
So your house doesn't smell like chemicals.
No, it does not. It smells like lemon or wild orange. That's what I use.
That's what you use to make
Really? Right. With water and
those
vinegar.
Are the two least favorite products that I have in my little to-go pack.
Oh, you don't use them?
Those are the two that I use the least.
Oh, put a drop in your water,
but now,
and you can make cleaning products with
it,
too.
But now I can make cleaning products with it.
So easy.
Really? Right. How many drops?
Depends on the size of the bottle, but about 15.
Are you kidding me?
With water and vinegar.
So this is like a new Windex?
Yeah. And there's different ones. There's one for wood polish. There's one for like a alternative to soft scrub.
Really? This is fascinating to me. I never even thought that these could be cleaning products.
That's why I do a lot of DIY classes for
groups. To
whether
show
your organization
everybody.
Just wants to have the girls get together, or if it's for just learning about how to cut out chemicals, you can do it that way. I love making my own body scrub with some lavender. It's good.
Your own body scrub?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so easy and so inexpensive. You save a lot of money.
Oh. Well, let's talk about your ideal customer.
Sure.
So really, so there's two. So we're going to talk about the customer first, and then it's the partner.
Okay.
So the ideal customer is really someone who is looking for easier, healthy options.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Easy. It's easy is the key word. But it's not always easy to take out the old and change.
I know. You
There's
know
that
what?
Heavy word, change.
One simple change. Just
at
one
a time.
At a time. Do your, you know, cleaning products. Do that first.
I know, but in the cleaning products, what's the one to switch over? Maybe it's the Windex?
Well, an all-purpose cleaner will do all of that.
Mm. So if you create one all-purpose cleaner,
yes,
then that's one thing you can change, and you can probably get rid of
all those spray bottles.
Three or four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? What about pets?
What about pets?
Like pet stains, pet odor.
Oh, yeah. Well, baking soda with lemon. Sprinkle it. You know, get one of those grated cheese containers. You know, those glass ones with the lid with the holes on it.
Oh.
And you put baking soda with essential oils in it. You could just put it on your, like, a rug deodorizer.
Really?
And vacuum it up.
So you're like a pro at this.
Yeah. Well,
if there's a product someone's using, you will figure out a way.
I will make a switch for them.
You really?
Yes. Absolutely.
I love this. All right. So this is also your ideal client is the person who wants easy, healthier options, somebody that's looking out for the whole family.
Right. Who's looking, who's concerned about chemicals, who's concerned about the medications that they may be on. Mm. I have customers who have cut back on their medications for their headaches. By diffusing frankincense or making a roller. And I have other customers who have rheumatoid arthritis who have also used the vitamins and the muscle cream to help with sore muscles that way. So people are cutting back on their medication.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge, cutting back on medication. All right, well, I hope you stay with us. We have, we're only halfway there.
Okay.
Yay, we have a lot more time to talk. My guest is Tammy Longo. You can find her in the Braintree directory on Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
Thinking of a place where no one knows me, no one knows.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. This is my new favorite song, Give a Little by Maggie Rogers. What a great song, uplifting, upbeat. My guest is Tammy Longo, and she is a representative of doTERRA Essential Oils, and you can find her at the Braintree Directory, but also on Facebook and Instagram at Essential Oils for Healthy Life. And really, before we go into this next segment about doTERRA and multi-level marketings, I do want to hit that that this is also a great way to boost the immune system, which is why you were so gung-ho with the frankincense for your son.
Yes, and there is actually an immune-boosting blend that my family uses to help keep them healthy. It has wild orange, clove, and cinnamon in it. It comes in an oil, and it also comes in a soft gel. So you can take the soft gel as a replacement for the airborne.
The airborne.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Which has tons of sugar.
Right.
And chemicals.
Exactly.
Which I like it.
And it keeps me healthy. As soon as I get the scratchy throat,
yeah.
I start taking that, and I did not have one cold in the last year.
Wow.
You could put a couple drops in your tea when you get that scratchy throat.
Oh.
So it's a way to keep you healthy and limit your sick days.
I like that you said put it in your tea because your tea has flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little freaky putting stuff in my water.
Okay.
But if it's in my tea, I might start doing that because it'll be, disguised.
Yes.
A little bit.
And tastes good,
right?
Too.
And tastes good. So there's a lot of multi-level marketer companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
What is doTERRA doing right now that is really a great thing for the ambassadors? Do you call yourself an ambassador?
We don't. We call ourselves wellness advocates.
Wellness advocates. Okay.
Yeah. And they're the leader in the essential oil industry.
Okay.
They've really set the tone for testing the essential oils to make sure they're pure.
Mm.
And the potency and the purity. From where they say they're coming from, and that they're potent. So a little goes a long way. You don't need 10 drops in your water. You need one. So a little goes a long way.
Okay. And then, how did you feel when you first signed up? Take us through this little journey here.
Mm-hmm.
When you first signed up to just be a customer and purchase some products, to ordering your kit, and then to really making the decision to start teaching and educating people.
Right. Well, I have a story of how it worked for us. I wanted the frankincense.
So in the beginning, you were probably just blown away and grateful.
I started using it for sleep.
Mm.
My daughter started using it for her immune system. She was diagnosed with a weak immune system a couple of years ago. And she was entering into the school system, and I was really worried. So she actually uses the immune boosting blend. She has a little roller. She's only 6. She rolls it on her feet every night before she goes to bed. And she only has missed one day of school. As a kindergartner. So it's been super helpful for us.
And the immune system is huge because there's so many immune disorders that are I feel like they're just coming out of the sky.
Right. And one thing that I've learned is that your immune system is inundated every day with all of these toxins, and it's really your immune system's job to cleanse your body and get rid of them. And if your immune system's weak, it can't do that. So it's important to keep your immune system strong.
Okay. So now getting back to your partner. So your ideal customer is a client who purchases the product.
Right. Yes.
But then also a partner.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about the type of partner.
So I originally, I bought the kit, I started using the oils, and then people started asking me about, what should I use for this? What should I use for that? Someone I know has a lot of pain. Someone I know isn't sleeping. What can they use? And so I naturally just started helping them.
Mm.
And it's a natural progression for a lot of people.
It makes sense to become a rep.
Right.
And really, well, you're not a rep. You're a wellness advocate. Sorry.
So they start using the oils. They love them. They fall in love with them. They have their own experience with them, no matter what it is. I have my story, but they have theirs, and they want to share that with others. And it can be whatever they want it to be. They can share it with others, or they can
really build a business. And
right.
Who else do you want to help but your family and friends?
That's right.
Right?
Right.
The people that are closest to you and the most important to you. Now, how is it possible to have no minimums, no requirements, and no auto ships?
With doTERRA, that's a misconception. I don't know. There's a lot of network marketing companies out there, and they all have their rules. But doTERRA does not require people to place monthly orders, and there's no minimums.
As a wellness advocate, we don't, if I wanted to sign up, I don't have to have a monthly minimum.
For a customer, you don't, but as a wellness advocate, you do.
Oh.
A small one.
But it's reasonable?
It's $100. Yeah.
That's it.
Right. And so I buy my vitamins, I buy my shampoo and conditioner, I buy my my Serenity soft gels to help me sleep at night. Like, I buy things I would normally buy at Whole Foods or CVS or Target. So and I've just switched those over. I've made my swaps to doTERRA products.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy.
It's very easy to do. And it's an amount I would spend anyways each month.
And how easy is the roadmap? Is it like a cookie cutter? Anybody can follow it?
I mean,
what personality do you really have to have in order to, you know, start this at home, home office type business?
You have to have an interest in wellness. You have to have an interest in helping others.
Yeah.
So those are really the two important things, but that's my customer. And it's not for everybody, but that's who I'm looking for as a customer and as a business partner. I am looking to mentor five people to add to my team.
And you know what I was thinking when I was putting this interview together? That if I didn't already have a bunch of jobs and I was looking for something, I would love to do this with a friend.
Mm.
Like join with a friend.
Right.
And do it with a friend. And then, and especially like maybe if you're a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And you want to feel more, you know, you want to sink your teeth into something
right.
other than, you know, the diapers and the binkies and
right,
all of those things. Because not that there's anything wrong with that. But I really found transitioning from a stay-at-home mom into a work-at-home mom was something I needed to do.
Right. And I did, too.
Mm.
So definitely. You can make your own hours. It's a great work-life balance. You can head to those baseball games that you need to go to or those dance recitals and dance practice and not worry about missing out at the office because you're working from home and allows you time freedom.
Time, freedom, and claim your own independence.
That's right. And it's just a wellness business that I manage and that I can be proud of.
And I love that all along the way, you're getting yourself clean.
That's right.
You're helping your family and you're getting clean.
Yep.
I hope you stay with us. We have one more segment. My guest is Tammy Longo, and she is with, or you can find her on Facebook and Instagram at Essential Oils for Healthy Life. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Since 1894, the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy, Massachusetts was founded to create a sense of community, wholeness, and independence in young women. In their traditional all-girl environment, the Woodward School for Girls has been committed to building confidence in their students through their amazing academic, art, and sport programs for 125 years. Each student at the Woodward School for Girls is encouraged to find their voice by bringing forth their best work ethic so they can learn to lead. Learn more about their rolling admissions at thewoodwardschool.com. Today.
Line.
back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Tammy Longo, and she represents doTERRA Essential Oils. And earlier you mentioned that you already do have a team, but you're looking to add only up to five.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
And why only five? Because you just want to go slow and you don't want to take on too many
people? I want to be able to help them for what they need and set up their roadmap. And the steps that they need to accomplish what they need to accomplish so they can be successful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then with your current team, so what is the consultation like before I go into that?
With my customers?
Yeah, with someone that is interested in this. Maybe there's someone individually or a couple of people that are friends that might want to, you know, start up.
Yeah, so initially I can do just a consult to see if it's a good fit to get started. There are a couple of videos that they could watch. There's a couple of books that I have as reference. And I have some online courses, too, just to get the basics for essential oils,
so
the 101s of essential oils.
And the courses online. How much time are taking the courses?
It depends on what they want to invest. For me, I was just diving right in. I wanted to get as much information as I could. I didn't care.
You didn't care how much time it was going
to.
You just fitted everything into your schedule because you were determined.
I was determined. So I think if someone's interested, they need to decide that this is for them. They need to decide what path is for them. They need to decide that they are ready to go into business for themselves. Because I've always thought I'd go into business for myself at some point, and I thought the day will come and something is going to, you know, call to me.
Yeah.
And it did when the timing was ready, when, you know, it did happen. So I feel like if someone's interested in learning more, it's their time. I want them to reach out and at least just have a conversation, and then I can give them the steps that they need. So they need to decide that they're ready, choose the path that they want, and then we can talk about the roadmap that fits them.
And what is the difference between pricing? So like starting up as a client, you can purchase, you know, $25, $50, whatever you want to spend.
Right.
But as a consultant, what is the investment?
So they can buy whatever they want up front. That they could just buy a couple of oils to get started. There's a couple of enrollment kits that customers or wellness advocates can purchase, and they start at $150, which includes a diffuser and 8 oils. Two books. And we also do a private Facebook group. I work with a health coach, so all of our customers and wellness advocates are brought into that Facebook group. It's private, just for customers to learn more about essential oils, their safety. You can post any questions you have. We post every day on how to use essential oils. It's great for education, which is so important for this.
And connection.
Yes. Oh, it's a like-minded community, which I love. Everyone is interested in natural solutions and being healthier. And incorporating essential oils, how can they do that for their families?
Yeah, okay. And then your one-to-ones or the consultation, how long does that take?
About an hour. It can be 20 minutes if you only have 20 minutes, but it can be up to an hour just to figure out what your three top health goals are for your family. So is it sleep? Is it anxiousness? Is it sore muscles? Is it migraines? Going, you know, these there's
top
a lot of children
three.
Out there
yeah.
who have a lot of anxiousness.
Okay.
So that's one of the most popular consults I have is that and sleep.
Huh. Right. Okay. But really narrowing it down to your top three needs.
For your family. Everyone's family is different. Everyone's needs are different.
And that's a perfect way to start.
Right.
Because then those three will turn into other needs, and over time you'll, you know, get your
Look what happened to me. I started with my son, and then I said, well, what can I do for myself? So then I started diffusing to help me sleep, and then it just, you know, goes from there
to your husband, your kids, everybody.
Right.
Now, how often do you run the DIY classes?
Usually once a month. You can make your own essential oil roller. You can learn how to make a body scrub. You can learn how to make a cleaner.
And you do the DIYs, the workshops or classes for your team and any customers that are interested?
Any customers that I currently do business with or anyone who's interested in just learning more.
They in person or are they online?
They're in person.
They're in person. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we are almost out of time.
Okay.
I know. So how do your clients describe you?
Trustworthy and honest, because there's a lot of ingredients out there in products, and we want to make sure that we're using the healthiest products that we can possibly put inside our bodies. So I try to be upfront, honest, and really just truly help people.
Yeah, but you work hard too.
I do.
I really like reading all of this information about you. I mean, you definitely pour your heart and soul into education. and really educating everybody on how to use the products right. is so huge.
Yes. There's definitely a healthcare shift happening right now, and people that I'm working with are nervous about all of the medications that they're either on or potentially could go on in their lifetime. So there's this healthcare shift happening right now. And in fact, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of New York just approved doTERRA-specific essential oils as part of their preventative healthcare. And I'm hoping that moves
that
to other states.
Is amazing.
Right.
And that's happening
for prevention
in New York.
In New York.
Wow. That's amazing.
Big news. Yes.
Big news.
Right. So healthcare is definitely changing.
That an insurance company.
Blue Cross, yes.
Is willing to do that.
Right. It's kind of like the preventative for the gym. They give you a certain amount for the gym. They're going to give you a certain amount for your essential oils.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also therapy and all of that kind of stuff. It's all preventative.
Exactly.
Wow. Very amazing. It was great to have you on.
Thank you very much.
You were a pro, considering this was your first time ever on the radio.
I just want to say one more thing. If anyone's interested in learning more about essential oils, they can email me at essentialoils4hl@gmail.com, and I can send them an ebook.
Perfect. And they can find you again on the directory.
Yes.
I want to leave you with one final quote, and this is by Audrey Hepburn. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others. I thought that was so befitting here.
Totally.
Well, I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.